This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Since the beginning of this fiscal year, that is, since this past October, the United States has resettled nearly 40,000 refugees. Only about 2,500 of them, though, have come from Syria. The State Department does say it's still on track to accept the 10,000 Syrian refugees that President Obama promised to take in this year, but there is a whole lot that happens between a promise and delivery. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson dug into the bureaucracy of refugee allocation.
Mia Witte is sitting in a big conference room in New York with a view of the Hudson River. Bright green cardigan, big green eyes. She sets a handful of neon highlighters on the table and cracks a big binder.
91 pages this week.
With information of all the refugees that have been newly approved for resettlement in the U.S.
And it gives us the bare bones information of each refugee's case.
Nationality, ethnicity, religion, how many family members, whether they've been tortured, whether they have a medical condition, whether they know friends or family already in the U.S. Each family becomes a case number, a row on a spreadsheet, their story a series of coded abbreviations. Witte points at one.
PA is principal applicant, WI is wife, 2MI is two minors, and then survivor means survivor of torture.
While abroad, these refugees have already gone through interviews, medical exams, security screenings, and now it's time for a new home. Every Wednesday each week, Witte, who works for Church World Service, meets colleagues from eight other agencies contracted with the State Department, and they go through and divide up that week's pool of refugees. It's a more bureaucratic version of picking teams on the playground. This particular week, there are more than 2,000 refugees ready for resettlement, about half of them Syrian. It takes 4 hours to divvy them up. To prepare for that meeting, Witte goes through the binder row by row with her highlighters. She starts with refugees who have a friend or family member already in the U.S. Generally, more than half do. That's one of the biggest factors in determining where refugees might be placed.
I never took geography in school, but this is making me an expert. Okay, so Phoenix, Arizona is the first case, Congolese family.
Church World Service has an office in Phoenix, so she swipes this case line with a yellow marker. Then she looks at how many refugees that office has already resettled this year and how many they've committed to but haven't yet arrived. That's the second big factor in determining who goes where, who can take them, and a little bit of who wants them.
So, for instance, our affiliate in Richmond, Virginia, they have churches that are interested in co-sponsoring single mothers. So when they don't have a friend or family member here, when I see that there is a single mother, I can select that case just knowing that we can send them to Richmond, Virginia, and that they'll be co-sponsored by a church there.
And it really just depends on that moment, you know, where is their availability to help them?
Larry Bartlett is the director of the Refugee Admissions Office at the State Department.
People might know about California or Florida or New York from overseas, but it doesn't mean those would be the best states for them to settle in.
Refugees don't get to choose the state or even the country where they wind up.
And it's actually an interesting issue because refugees really aren't in that way able to shop for a country that they think might be better. You know, Sweden has better social benefits than the United States.
It also takes the U.S. a year and a half to 2 years to process a refugee, screen them, get them ready to travel. That relatively long timeline means that if the U.N. has an emergency situation, they generally don't come to the U.S.
Our goal for this year is to achieve at least 10,000 Syrian arrivals, and we think that we're on track to do that.
That number is both too high or too low, depending on whom you ask. States like New Jersey and Kansas have tried to remove themselves from the refugee resettlement program. In November, more than 30 governors said they oppose settling Syrian refugees in their states because of security concerns following the terrorist attacks in Paris. But Witte says her networks are hungry to assist Syrian refugees.
There was just an outpouring of support from so many different people, so many different faith-based groups. And in the states where those governors were against them, people were coming out and saying, please send them here and we'll support them.
She says Syrian refugees are so requested, so in demand, that the 9 resettlement agencies used to limit how many each agency could select each week to make sure the Syrians were evenly divided. Witte says now that more Syrians are being cleared for resettlement, they don't worry about that as much anymore. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.